You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The Russian government says US President Donald Trump's personal lawyer reached out to them during the 2016 presidential campaign, seeking help for a massive real estate project in Russia. Stefan Boss reports that today's announcement is expected to put additional pressure on the White House amid an ongoing investigation into possible collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign.
The Kremlin confirmed Wednesday that contacts between Donald Trump's presidential campaign and Moscow were more intensive than the billionaire businessman turned US president wanted to admit. Russian President Vladimir Putin's spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, said Trump's personal lawyer sent an electronic mail message in January 2016 to the Kremlin's press office's general email address containing a special request. In the email, lawyer Michael Cohen wrote about what Peskov called a certain Russian company and certain people who wanted to build a skyscraper in Moscow and sought help for the project. In published remarks, spokesman Peskov stressed, however, that the Kremlin's press office does not react to such questions about business issues, as in his words, this is not our job. He added that the press office left the matter without a response. Peskov explained that he cannot discuss with President Putin the hundreds and thousands of various requests coming from different countries that end up in that Kremlin mailbox. Wednesday's statement came shortly after Trump lawyer Cohen already acknowledged that he contacted the Kremlin on behalf of his client. He made the announcement Monday in remarks to the U.S. House Intelligence Committee investigating Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential vote and possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Cohen said the president's company pursued a real estate project in Moscow during the Republican primary election. He stressed that the plan was abandoned for various reasons. The lawyer added that he worked on the real estate proposal with Felix Sater, a Russia-born associate who he said claimed to have deep connections in Moscow. These discussions about a real estate deal in Moscow occurred in the fall of 2015, months after Trump had declared his presidential bid. Cohen claimed that the talks ended early last year when he saw that the project was not feasible. But Wednesday's announcement by the Kremlin was expected to fuel concern among critics that President Trump is getting too close to Russian leader Vladimir Putin. The White House denies wrongdoing, and the Trump administration has stepped up criticism over Russia's role in Ukraine, where it annexed the Crimean Peninsula. Elsewhere, fighting between government forces and Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine has killed more than 10,000 people. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.